Blog Talk Radio.
Your name, right?
Tune in and listen. Two queens on a mission, dripping the mic on Sunday nights, presenting you with 2020 visions. Yeah, that's right. When that clock strikes 6 p.m. Pacific time, we will delight you with only the best entertainment, spiritual awakenings taking you into your week. Music, actors, and hilarious shenanigans as our pretty girls rock with chronicles that is compacted into this platform on Drip the Mic. 2020 Vision will open your eyes to impress upon your thoughts that will undress unconscious ideas that have appeared where you believe was only your own chest. Best believe all things must eventually come to light and out of the dark, because we have Amira the songstress, absent of fear, coming from the rear and has taken her seat in the front of the bus like Drip the Mic's own version of Rosa Parks. The songstress will be manning, or should I say, womanning the microphones this evening, but she will not be leading us into this spiritually guided adventure by her solo. The co-pilot seat for this dope show can only be occupied by a co-host who is just as pretty, funny as hell, and witty with the tongue. That co-host is none other than the fierce one. This phenomenon is nothing random. Together, this West Coast tandem has put together a platform that challenges your brain as well as entertains and gives a voice to those that are beautiful while challenging those sacred beings who cannot stand them. I'm talking about 2020 Vision on Drip the Mic, y'all. So join us this day and every Sunday night with Amira the Songstress and the Fierce One on Blog Talk Radio, a for sure way to start your week off right. 2020 Vision on Drip the Mic.
Hey, 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 you guys. Hello, hello. I can't see, Thomas. I can't see. I really can't see. How y'all doing? You know, it wouldn't be 2020 Vision without follow-up bloops and blunders. But, you know, we're back and all is well. And it's 2020 Vision, baby! Turn up! Yes! We made it back in here. Well, I made it back in here. Another Sunday. And today is my welcome back Amira the Songstress show. So it's just going to be me today, but don't you fret, don't you fear. I have a lot of wonderful, talented artists, musicians, producers, directors, newscasters, radio show hosts coming up throughout the month of September. We're going to celebrate this month. We're going to celebrate love, life, and light as always. And we're back, and I'm so excited about the guest that's coming up. But today we're just welcoming me back, and I wanted to come back on here and share my journey with you all. I think I've been gone for like 2.5 months. You know, Tony's still here with me. Tony didn't desert me. I mean,
never.
Yes, Tony is still here. Y'all give a shout out to Tony Sweet, UVN Studio.
Stop it. Stop it.
Yes. He's been in business, I would say 13 years now, because it was 12 years when I first met you. So it got to be 13 years. Did you do an anniversary celebration for UVN Go?
Next year I'm going to.
Okay, good.
Yeah, just
I'll
because.
I'll sing.
You better.
I'll sing, you know. Let me help you produce it too. Look at me. Anyway, so 13 years of radio and podcasting, one of the pioneers of this thing. And we know podcasting is very popular now, but, Tony Sweet was one of the originators of this broadcasting radio show / talk show type of platform. I think he has about 75 shows that airs from here now. So message is, if you have a show, you have a podcast idea, come on over here to UB and Go Studios over here in Burbank, right across the street.
Amen.
From Warner Brothers Studios. And, the more y'all come, the more, discounts I get. So come on. Come on. We share over here. We ain't tripping in any kind of way. You got any idea that you want to put on air, hey, we here for you. But also, I want to give out my shout-outs. Y'all know how I do before we get started. I want to shout out Dina because she beat this face, honey. Yes, she did. Yes, yes, yes. Now, she didn't leave me. She's still in here. And then my hairstylist, Keisha. And I love these women. They drive all the way from Long Beach to Burbank every Sunday to come hook your sister up. And I am so thankful and proud of these ladies. They're making moves. They're entrepreneurs. They are women. They are women in charge. They have their own businesses, and they are doing phenomenal. Dina, her and I have this in common. She's a world traveler, as I am as well. And so turns out we were in Senegal together at the same time and didn't even know it. I'm like, what? So anyway, we'll talk more about that later. We'll talk about my trip to Senegal. I'm gonna let y'all get all in my business. And, we're gonna get to that. So, again, shout out to my glam team, Keisha and Dina. Shout out, you guys. Give me a hand clap, Tony.
Okie dokie, I'll do it.
And what else? I think we have, I want to shout out my family. I do want to shout out my family. I want to shout out my children especially. I don't get a chance to talk about them much, or let's just say I don't talk about them much. And just, being in the industry, you kind of want to keep a little mystery to yourself about certain things. But you know what? I am a mother. I am a proud mother. I have four boys, and I just want to name them. My first and eldest son is Joshua. My second son is DeAndre. My third son is Malik. And my fourth son is Tyshawn. And I named my publishing company after them. I love my babies. They have been with me since I've been an adult. And Jodrilik Music is what I call my publishing company, my children's names put together. And I just want to shout them out. I've been going through like a really, really difficult time in my life. And my boys have just held me down. They've really stepped up to the plate. And they just let me know that, Mom, this love doesn't end between us. We can always be here with you and be there for you. So I just want to shout them out. And they're talented as well. They're all musicians. One is an engineer. Congratulations, Tyshawn. He's graduating this year from San Diego State. He is a engineer. He's already working in his field. So I want to shout him out. And then the rest of my boys, they are musicians and artists as well. So I just want to shout you guys out. Yes, yes, and yes. Go Jodrilik Tie. Yeah. And I want to shout out all my friends and family that has helped me out through this trying time. A lot of them didn't want for this day to come in my life, but it is here. And I am walking through it, and I'm dealing with it, and I want to shout all of the people that has been a rock for me during this time. And y'all know I don't ask for help, and I'm not really good at asking for help because I like to have it all together and keep it together. But sometimes we all need a shoulder to cry on and someone to fall back on. So thank you guys for standing up strong for me so I can fall back on y'all. Thank y'all. Y'all know who y'all are. I'll be talking about you guys throughout the broadcast, but just know that I love you and I'm thanking you. Okay, we got some TikTok videos to show. I'm gonna tell you right now, I don't have my full staff here, so I don't have all of the names of the creators that put these TikTok videos together. Maybe Tony, I can probably defer to you and ask you the names, but I will try to shout you out as these videos play. So let me let's go with the first TikTok video.
My business. It ain't my business. Fuck it. Fuck it. Fuck it. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck.
Yes, yes, and yes. Now that's called bad bitch meditation. Who is that? Who posted that? You see who posted that?
I can. It's Rami Taviz.
Okay. Shout out to you, Rami Taviz. Thank you for posting it on TikTok. Y'all know I'm be perusing the TikTok and the YouTubes and everything, looking for information and looking for things that I can show and broadcast on this show, 2020 Vision. I want to thank you guys for posting these things because it makes my show better. So shout out to you. But that was called bad bitch meditation, and I'm with that. Fuck it. Fuck it. It ain't my business. I love that. From the spirit of fucking them. Anyway, so let's get to this next TikTok video and see what your girl got for you. Play that for me, Tony.
You know what Sally told me once? She said, when life makes you have to put up with mean and hateful people, just think of them as sandpaper. They may scratch you, rub you the wrong way, but eventually you end up smooth and polished. And the sandpaper, gonna be worn out and ugly.
Good old Queen B. Good old Queen B. Who posted that one?
Gifted King God Heal.
Yes, Gifted King. Thank you for that one. That was a quick reminder. You know how people try to treat you mean? You know, y'all know that. Y'all get that. How people try to, talk down to you, tell you not good enough with what you're doing. You know, and I had a conversation with a friend of mine last night, and he's probably watching. you probably watching. But, he was giving me a compliment on one of my songs, and I love him dearly. We've been knowing each other for, it has to be, if I was married for 15 years, probably about 20, 25 years. And so this is my friend. He's helped me when times were low. He's known my children since they were small, when we used to take them to Universal Studios. So he's a dear, loving friend of mine. However, I'm about to talk some shit about him. So he he was like, oh, I like this song. You know, you guys, as you know, I'm always constantly promoting my music. So as you guys know, I put out the song Higher and I put out the song Free. And so he was like something like he likes the song Free. And he was like, I like this. You kind of sound like Jennifer Hudson. And, you know, that producer, found your sound. Finally they found your sound. And I was like, how come we can't just say, wow, Amira, you sound good on all the songs you make, because the sound is you. The sound isn't the song. The sound is you. It's the Amira sound. Whatever I lend my voice to, that's the sound. How come we can't say, well, as artists, we evolve. So, you may like that one. I referenced Whitney Houston, Aretha Franklin, and Beyonce. Now, we all love all of those women. They are some of the best that ever did it and probably the best that ever will. But we don't like every song they make. So but that's only your opinion. You have to understand that as artists, that's only your opinion. Artists, this is what we think. This is what we think when y'all say stuff like, now I like that one, then that's a good one. We think to ourselves, the hell, what you think of what I've been doing? So all the other shit I was doing wasn't, like, this is exactly what we think. And we're saying that, you may not like everything, and everything may not be for you, but that doesn't mean that we've graduated because you finally like the song that we did. Come on, be really, be cautious when you're talking to someone about their art and something they put their hard work in, because like I told my friend, I don't come on that truck and tell you how to drive it or none. See, that's that left turn. You should have been turning left the whole time. If you would have turned left the whole time, you probably would have made more money. Nah, come on. Anyway, love you, Rashad. But anyway, yeah. So when sometimes we have to understand that when they get through rubbing us on us and, you know, taking their brittle, paper and their negative comments and all that and rubbing us to death and making our skin all come undone. Remember, under that first layer is baby, smooth baby skin. And then all they left is with the brittleness that they use to rub off on you, honey. So I'm with it. Thank you, Queen B, for saying that. And what's the next TikTok video, Tony?
What's something that people are not ready to hear?
Black men have been oppressing black women for decades. A lot of black men are complaining that women don't cook anymore, they don't clean, and they don't want to submit and serve their husbands. That's because they watch their moms and grandmas suffer while the men, they had multiple affairs, kids across town, or if he wasn't cheating, what he would do, he would go in the house and make everybody's life miserable whenever he was inconvenienced in a very minor way. They also take it to the extent that to convince a woman that if she doesn't endure emotional, mental, and sometimes physical abuse, that she doesn't love them. So they're all online now, and they have the audacity to tell black women that feminism isn't their fight. Oh, no, it's their fight, all right. And black feminism is y'all karma, black men. Congratulations.
I admit that was a little harsh. I can't see me. That was a little harsh. That was straight to the point. I don't know. Some may say, you know, I mean, he said it all. There was nothing else for me to say. I'm just going to let y'all marinate on that. Y'all want to call in and challenge me on that later on? Let's do it. I'm with it. Today, I'm feeling like that. I'm feeling like taking any conversation that y'all want to shoot my way. I'm feeling that way today. That's what I'm doing. So I'm just going to leave it at that. What's the next TikTok video, Tony?
It's about daddy.
My dad makes me so mad, man. Fuck my dad. Derek, he's downstairs. He's going to hear you. I don't care. Fuck my dad. Derek, he's going to fucking hear you. I don't care. Fuck my dad.
Fuck who?
Conrad. Yeah. Conrad. Kid in our school.
Yeah, he goes to our school.
He's a new kid.
Brand new kid.
Fuck him.
Yeah. Fuck him. Nobody.
I don't give a shit. I ain't scared of him. Fuck him.
We need music.
You want music?
Yeah. I'll take music.
Dad, you want to put a record on, kids, with us, Mr. Banks?
Oh, my God. We got to laugh and smile, guys.
That's Born to Be Dana.
Shout out to you, Born to Be Dana. I love it. I love it. I love it. And I love the duet that you guys did. Keep it up. Later on in the show, I'm going to announce some things. So, you know, all of you TikTok creators and influencers, really listen up because I want to do something special with us. So, you know, keep listening. And I'm going to share some things a little later on in the show. But again, let's get this. Let's keep this train moving. Can I see my my runner show? Let me see that. We're progressing over here, man. We're doing, we're doing good things. We're doing big things. So, it's time for my commentary. Not that I haven't been giving one the whole time, but it's definitely time for my commentary, Amira's commentary. Okay, do me a favor. You know the song that I sent you, the Lauryn Hill song that I sent you, and then the one is going to fade out at like 1 minute and 27 mm-hmm. seconds. Let's play that one.
You got it.
Is the volume up there?
I got a fun peace of mind.
I know they're not recording.
I got a fun peace of mind.
It is what that voice in your head says when you try to get peace of mind.
I got a fun peace of mind. I gotta find peace of mind. He says it's impossible, but I know it's possible. He says it's impossible, but I know it's possible. He says there's no me without him. Please help me forget about him. He takes all my energy, trapped in my memory, constantly holding me, constantly holding me. I need to tell you all the pain he's caused. Mm-hmm. I need to tell you why I'm undone because. Mm-hmm. He says it's impossible, but I know it's
possible. I wanted to write something for this commentary, and I wanted it to be very poetic, and I wanted it to touch everybody and touch everybody's heart so I could kind of give them a glimpse into my life as to what I'm going through. But didn't get a chance to be honest, but I did hear Spirit say, speak from your heart, which is the best way to talk to the people because they know when it's real. So, you know, that song by Lauryn Hill, that was off of her Unplugged album that she did at MTV. I think that was like in 2000 or 99 or something like that. And I watched the whole show and I watched it over and over again. And then when they made the live recording of it available, I listened to it over and over and over again back in that day. And it meant so much to me then. And I wasn't even going through anything. It just, I loved the message. And, you know, art often imitates life, and it often tells the future. I know most of my songs have told my future. So here I am today, and that song means everything to me, especially when she says, I need to tell you all the pain he caused. Mm-hmm. So I thought about this and I thought about this. I said, what am I going to tell the people about my life and about my marriage? What am I going to tell the people? Don't want to hurt anybody. Don't want to embarrass anybody. And definitely don't want to put all my business on Front Street. But I also want to help somebody, you know. And I also want to be able to be vulnerable in front of you all. Because I'm a real person. And people have said to me, man, you know, you seem so happy. You're always smiling. You're always jovial. Well, I am. It's like a wise person that wrote a song for me called Real Woman. In those lyrics he said, he wrote, I won't cry unless I'm sad, you know, and I won't smile unless I'm happy, you know. And so that's very true. And when you see me smiling, I'm happy. You know, but when you see me sad or if you see me crying, and whenever that is, that's true as well. So I need us as people, as human beings, and yeah, I want to talk directly to the women, but let's be real. You know, we all got feelings, we all got emotions, and I'm not here to bash anyone, I'm just here to tell my truth. It's okay to listen to your inner being. It's okay to listen to your intuition. And it's okay to get out of a situation or relationship when it is not serving you any longer. Because chances are, if it's not serving you, it's doing the opposite for you. It's doing a disservice for you. And it could even be your fault. Let me say it again. It can even be your fault. But if it's a relationship that is wrong for you or toxic for you or has just outgrown, you've outgrown it or it has outgrown you or whatever the case may be, it's okay to get out. my friends and family, they love me. I'm going to say they love me, you know. That wasn't shade. Friends and family. They love me. Everyone has a fantasy about you. Everyone tells their own story about you in your life. I know that sounds crazy. But everyone tells their story about you in your life. They think, oh, well, because this person talks like this, walks like this, wears this, lives here, drives that this person must be happy and don't have anything to complain about. Or because that person lives here, drives this, wears this, or walks this way, that person must be poor or, you know, don't have enough and they must be miserable. And a lot of times the opposite is the truth. That's just an example to say to you that you can't judge a book by its cover. And unless you are that person, you never know how that person feels. But one thing's for sure, that person has a right to feel the way they feel. That person has a right to their own feelings, no matter what yours is. And believe me, a lot of people spend a lot of time forcing and impressing their opinions on someone else, as if they don't have their own life to untangle and to attend to. Some people will tell you you're doing something wrong in your own life. Now, unless that person is your child, let me say that again. Unless that person is your child, and I do mean child. I don't even mean your kid that's an adult. I mean, unless that person is your child, you probably don't even have a right to say shit to them unless they come to you and ask you for your advice. But if they come to you and they just want you to understand them and hear them and listen to them when they say, I am hurting. Listen to them before it's too late. You wonder why somebody killed themselves that was so happy. Didn't we have a lot of like celebrities die over the last couple of years, Tony? They were rich and thought they were happy. They were always smiling, laughing. They got books and all of that. I promise you, they probably did try to talk to somebody. But when someone is always looking on the outside, you know, oh, well, you got this. Why you mad? And now, don't get me wrong. Prosperity and money does make things better. I will never speak against money because I don't believe that money is the root to all evil. I believe it's the person that has it or that is trying to obtain it and the way in which they try to obtain it. I believe that money is energy like anything else. I believe that you know, God exists in pure positive energy, and we receive and we can pull that energy from our God source, our God power. It only becomes good or bad once it is with the person that is utilizing that energy. So let me say it again. We all draw from the same energy. It's up to you whether you use it for that good or that evil. That's on you. Don't blame that on the devil. Blame it on yourself, because we have free will to do what we want with our God-given power and talents and rights. So when someone tells you that they're unhappy, they're sad, they're depressed, they're angry, they're frustrated, it don't matter what it looked like. If they're telling you this, listen and give some value to that. Not to that your own story that's going inside your head about what that person has, or that person is delusional, or that person is just complaining. What else have I heard? Oh, you're just spoiled. Oh, maybe you don't understand. Maybe it's you. Okay, I'll take that one. It is me. It's me knowing my worth. And since women seem to be the ones that mostly suffer with not understanding, knowing their worth, I'm going to say this directly to women. If you don't know your worth, find it. And I don't mean by looking outside of yourself.
I mean, find it within yourself, because that's where God is. And God is everything. And if you think you're worth everything, you're right, because you carry God inside of you. Therefore, you ain't got to look for it nowhere else. So know your worth. Find it and then know it. That way you won't put up with the BS for so long, because you know who you are. And that way you can make what we call educated decisions. Once you're educated in the knowledge that you are everything, because you are the vessel that carried God around, and you are the vessel that every human being chose to be born through, you carry the gateway to life in your underwear. Once you realize that, no one outside of you can tell you what you're worth. No one, you won't allow anyone to treat you like you're not worth it, like you're not worth everything. Now, just because I walk around talking and preaching this all the time doesn't mean that I can't get confused as well. Doesn't mean that I don't suffer some of those same hurts and some of those same pains and some of those same thoughts of maybe I just shouldn't be here. Don't mean I had ever thought about it. Doesn't mean that I haven't been sad and depressed. But what it does mean, because I do understand and know who I am, what it does mean is I'm strong enough to get myself out of it. I'm strong enough to say enough is enough. My life has changed over the last couple of months. I've done some wonderful things. I've done some traveling. I've done some spiritual healing. I've produced some things. I've recorded some things. I've co-written some things. I've created some things. I've worked with some of the best in the entertainment and music industry. But I've also been heartbroken. I've also split up with my husband after 15 years. And I've also stopped working with the wonderful team that I was working with on these wonderful projects that I was doing. So I'll get into these stories as we go on. But let's play this work that I worked on for probably like the past year. And the song is called Everything. And the music video is called Everything. And even though you guys may have seen it already on YouTube or social media, you get to see it for the first time as a premiere on 2020 Vision. Play that for me, Tony.
Oh snap, I done got my own bag. Oh, snap, I done caught up in that jag. Oh, snap, fix your face, you look mad.
Everything or nothing at all.
Let those credits roll. Everything or nothing. It's everything or nothing. All right. Everything or nothing. Remix. Everything or nothing. Everything or nothing. Everything or nothing. Look at you. It's like a true engineer giving the reverb. Hey. Everything or nothing. Everything or nothing. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, look at all those beautiful people that had helped with this video. I mean, man, we had a huge, huge team of some of LA's and Chicago and New York's finest to work with. And Seattle and Vegas. I mean, they came from everywhere. And shout out to okay, it's right there. Catch Studios. There we go. Catch Studios. In Ventura County. They pretty much just gave us the studio to shoot some of that footage in. That he was just opening or getting ready to open his doors, and he wanted to, use the video footage for marketing for his new. It's a recording studio. It's a movie studio. It's a film studio. It's a concert hall. It's a podcast studio. Whatever you need. So Catch Film Studios, I believe is what it's called. And please don't get me if I'm saying it wrong. But shout out to everybody that was involved. Some of the credits didn't get listed on there, so I know we're going to do a recut and, you know, maybe get everyone in that was a part of it that we didn't get to mention their names. I tried. Some things got slipped through the cracks. People got mad at me. I got cussed out.
you know, somebody was working some voodoo on your girl because they didn't get they just due and all of that and all kinds of craziness. Lost some friends, or if they were really friends, associates. Girl, I'm telling y'all, the life of an artist, of an independent artist. You know, you try, you do everything that you can do. I'm trying to see if I'm straight here. Okay, that's the way. Okay. So, you know, you try, you do everything that you can do, but you can't please everybody all the time. You have good intentions. And, you know, that's what God tells me all the time. That's what Spirit tells me all the time. Like, Amira, your heart is huge. You love, and you love without limits, and you give everything that you can. You do the best you can by everybody that you can do it by. But it's always when you don't do what somebody thought you should have did is when somebody gets wrong or try to, you know, gets mad and try to do you wrong or try to hurt you or try to do something against you. And that's why vengeance is mine, Amira. Don't even worry about it. I got you, girl. Don't you worry about it. You just keep looking forward. So, again, want to shout out everyone that was a part of that video, and you know who you are, even if I didn't get you in the credits or even if I didn't say your name right now. You know who you are, and thank you for your contribution to my art. Little old me. All right, I got to see my runner show. You know, we're doing this new thing. We're doing a new thing. Okay. All right. So we're there. Okay. So one of the things that I did was actually go to Africa. I went to Senegal, and I mean, I started out in Florida once I decided. So, okay, let me go back. Okay. So everything happened like May. Is there a 31st of May? Okay, so May the 31st is when it started, when my whole world said, F you, Amira, we turning your shit upside down, we off the hook of this bitch. Okay, so that's what happened on May 31st, starting with my relationship. And then about 48 hours later, I got a phone call from one of my premier teammates and decided to just abandon me and tell me I wasn't doing enough, that I needed to be doing enough, and I wasn't doing enough. So basically, they skirted out on me too. So these things happened to me in 48 hours. So love and career at the same time. So I think I stopped myself from having a nervous breakdown, like, because it was like my chest was heavy. Like, do you hear me? My chest was arrested. Like, couldn't breathe. I was calling on God, speaking in tongues. I mean, I went in, oh my God, oh Lord, that's the love and the music, and the music is the love, and the love is the music, oh Lord, please leave me with the music. I had even broke down on my knees, y'all. I'm for real. I was on my knees. Why has thou forsaken me? Okay, it wasn't that deep. I didn't think God had forsaken me, but I was like there. And I heard a stern voice from Spirit. Woo! And all the ancestors. Yes, honey. And all my angels and my spiritual guides, they came in that room with me while I was on that floor screaming and crying for my dear life and told me to get up. Get yourself up off that floor. They are not your God. You know who your God is. You know where you come from. And you know what you was made of. So this is just a temporary situation that some may mean for your bad. But it's always all good. Remember that. Get up. Only get on your knees if you're praising and you worshiping. But you don't get on your knees because someone thinks they have defeated you. Those people don't have the power to give you blessings nor take them away. Get up. Get up off that floor. So I did. I got up off the floor and I started to try to gather myself, but I didn't know that there was more to come, more to come, more to come. And I'm going to say it to anybody that thought they put some kind of root or spell on me. Shame on you. Shame on you. You can't mess with God's favorite. And I'm saying that on air. You can't mess with God's favorite. And what goes around comes around. So watch out for the karma, honey. But anyway, so, you know, things had got turned upside down. So what I did was right away tried to figure out how to get myself together, because the last time that I was in a dire straight situation like this was in, I think it was in 97, when the father of my children was killed and I wind up being pregnant with nowhere to go. So, and I was on my knees then, but you know, same thing, get up, what you doing? Why are you on that flow? What are you talking about? And so that was the last time I felt that type of emotion of hurt and pain. And so, I did, get up and, I took myself on a sabbatical, started in Florida, spent a couple of days there. Then I went to Atlanta, spent I spent like a week and a half there. Atlanta is always good to me. I was wondering, like, what is it about Atlanta that keeps calling me back besides the music, the art, the talent, the black folk? But my father, it was originally from Macon, Georgia. And, you know, the spirit is high there. The spirit is high. And every time I go there, I get clarity and love and light and strength. So I was there for like a week and a half. I enjoyed. I got to see my best friend, Kenya. I didn't get to see my family members, and they reminded me, like, we moved here. Hello, we're doing good. We got our own businesses up in this. Shout out to Evan. Shout out to you. And, you know, I'm sorry. I didn't get a chance to see you all while I'm there, but I'm coming back, and I will see you all. I didn't get a chance to see a lot of people, but I was there, and I got the clarity on some things that I needed to move forward. And then I went to Virginia. I recorded there. Shout out to T. Green. And I met a new sister friend, Shanita. She is an attorney at law, soon to be judge. And I'm just going to claim it. We talked about her becoming a judge. I'm just going to claim it, girl. And turns out we have a lot in common, and we're going to be working together and collaborating together. She is a beautiful woman and a beautiful spirit. She let me stay in her mansion. She didn't even know me. She's like, what? You just got here. You're recording. You're an artist. You're going through some shit. Okay, come stay at my house. I'm like, okay. So, you know, had a wonderful time. She welcomed me into her family. Shout out to all of her sisters and her nieces that came around. She has a lot of strong women with her and for her. So, you know, had a good time. I don't know if you guys saw me on social media riding a unicorn, but I was in her backyard riding a unicorn. Yes! I rode a unicorn. Anyway, so, yeah, shout out to you guys and thank you. And then I went to Africa, and I just had such a wonderful time. You know what? I don't want to talk about it anymore. I just have some footage. The video that I sent you, did we get that? I hope it's working out. Okay, I'm going to show you guys this video, and I'll be right back.
Living life, living proud, living
Yeah. That was the summation of my 2.5 months, you know? And as I said in the video, thank you to everyone that helped me heal. Thank you. So I want to, let me kind of do a few shout outs to some people. First of all, I wanted to, almost forgot, but not really, because I remember now. I want to shout out Drip the Mic Network. They are featured on Blog Talk Radio's. They are the feature, the cover story for Blog Talk Radio. They are being featured as one of the best that ever did it. Let's just put it that way. They are being featured. So shout out to Drip the Mic Network. They are getting it in and putting it down. And congratulations, and shout out to my brother Aziz for being the CEO and pioneering this thing. We love you, and thank you for your contribution to my art. Give him a hand clap, Tony. Yes, yes, and yes. Drip the Mic is doing big things. They had just celebrated their one-year anniversary, so I'm sure it's coming up again. We got a party. Maybe we can collab and do a party with, you know, you being Go and Drip the Mic Network in Cali, baby. So I want to shout you out. And that was one of my stops on my journey. I actually went to Texas, and I was there for about a week in Houston with my brother and his dear wife, Deidre. And, you know, they just allow me to heal and allow me to do my thing and be in my room and just do my mirror thing, you know. You know all that. I was doing all of that, you know. You know, I was doing it all, you know what I mean? So I was with them right before I went to Senegal. Want to shout out, here it goes, Chon Jop in Senegal, and the guru really helped me with some spiritual cleansing and healing and some beautiful African ceremonies where we danced with the ancestors and we praised Yinaya and Oshun, and we had such a great high-spirited time connecting with our feet in the dirt, washing my body with, no, they didn't wash my body, I washed my body, don't start tripping, washing my body with elements of the motherland. And it was beautiful. It was beautiful. And thank you so much for that time that you guys spent healing me, healing my mind. I was told by the ancestors and by the guru that I was supposed to lose my mind. I was supposed to have a nervous breakdown and be in the hospital, but I got there in time. When I landed, it was a Thursday. It was a very high-spirited day. And the ancestors led me there, and I obeyed. And they were all there to welcome me and heal me. And thank you guys for that. Also want to shout out Dati Chun, which is an artist that I met there, and I'm going to be playing some of his stuff just a little bit later so you all can experience this brother. I'm telling you, he speaks French and he lives in Senegal. But baby, when I tell you that this is a phenomenal artist that we're going to bring, I have to bring him here. I'm bringing him here so he can show y'all what he got, because what he has is absolutely phenomenal. He is a famous artist over there in Senegal, and he, when I get done, he's going to be famous over here too. So we jammed, we had jam sessions, you know, like 3 nights in a row, you know, just on some, you're good, I like you, and you're good too, and I like you too. So we had some good time. So I'll be playing a little bit of that for you guys just a little later. And gosh, I don't want to forget anybody. I know it's a lot. Shout out to my friends, Stelita, you know, shout out to you, darling. You've always been here. You always have. And you understand me more than I even ever want to give you credit for. I told you one day, you don't even understand me. None of y'all understand me. Nobody understands me. And you was like, wait a minute. Wait. Who? What? I know who you are. So thank you for knowing who I am, even when I'm throwing my temper tantrums. Shout out to Kenya. Kenya is my bestie that lives in Atlanta. We've known each other since I was 13. And, you know, no matter how much she tries to advocate for Mr. You-Know-Who, she does tell me in the end, I'm for you, Amira. I'm for your happiness. So thank you, Kenya. Thank you for being for my happiness. And, you know, these people have been on my healing journey. Shout out to Sade, my spiritual sister. She helps me very spiritually, very much. You know, shout out to my children. My son, DeAndre, man, he's kind of just done tapped into my heart. He's my Aries. Like, he done tapped into my heart. He know when mama's feeling good, when mama's feeling bad. So thank you so much, DeAndre. And thank you, Joshua, my oldest son. He's been sending me prayers as well, and he's on his spiritual journey as well. His upliftment is everything for our family. So please hold my family up high, you guys. Hold them in your prayers because we're going through. So we're going to get through this. And we're going to come out shiny as gold. That's why I'm wearing gold today. Because we don't, that's, you know, that's a representation. That's what we about to do. Oh, my God. I know I'm forgetting a lot of people. And please don't feel remiss. I mean, please don't feel like I'm trying to, you know what I mean? Microwave. Thank you so much. Music industry, when it comes to Microwave, he just gave me the down and dirty. And I love it. Thank you so much for being my sounded off board so many times. Thank you so much. just going through the spiritual journey, Crystal Colon, my doctor friend, you guys remember I used to have her on the show. She's pretty busy. She was going to come on today, but you know, she's busy bee. She's healing the world as she does and being the matriarch of her family. Shout out to you, Crystal. She's a shero of mine living in that big billionaire house that she lives in, getting custom made. What she got? She got a custom-made Hummer the other day. Just, you know, I'm just going to get a custom-made Hummer. That's what I'm going to do. So anyway, shout out to Crystal. She's my shero. Thank you for being a part of my healing journey. It is so many of you guys that I know I'm going to forget, but thank you so much. If I've been talking to you every day, if I've been pouring into you, if I've been pouring out, if I've been drawing from you, if I've been exuding or what's that, siphoning energy from you, thank you so much for helping me through this spiritual journey that I'm going through, this healing journey that I'm going through. And even Dina, my makeup artist, man, she was a rock for me too. She was, like I said, she was in Senegal the same time I was. And we talked when I landed back in the country. She's like, what? Well, you were there? I was like, I was there, you know. So her and I, we, you know, found out we had a lot more in common than we knew. So thank you, Dina, being a part of my healing journey. There are so many of you. I know I'm going to forget, but thank you, guys. And, I almost forgot. Tobias Trevelyan, thank you. As y'all can see, there was some of the pictures where Tobias was in and him and I were in. He took me to a spiritual retreat, a one-day spiritual retreat that they do once a month in Atlanta or somewhere in the surrounding areas of Atlanta. And, oh, my God, I know Moon Fresh was there. Kim was there. You remember the girl that said, you remember the lady that said, y'all lucky we just want reparations and we're not after revenge. And I played her that snippet that went viral. She and I can't think of everybody's name, but she and some of her other sisters, they do a spiritual retreat once a month in the Atlanta area. I'll get more information on it so I can shout it out on the show again. Shame on me for not being prepared, but I want to shout them sisters out. They're doing a great thing. They're bringing awareness to our community in regards to eating healthy and getting into your spirituality. Like, come on, y'all, it's time to level up. And they're not only talking the talk, but they're walking the walk and they're galvanizing the people to know what's really going on. So Tobias took me to that while I was in Atlanta. He was in Atlanta shooting a BET show. Tales, called Tales. And it may have aired. I told him that I was going to shout it out and show a snippet of it on this show. So I'm going to go do my research and see if it aired yet. And if it didn't air yet, if it did air, I'm going to still show it regardless. But, yeah, he was the star of this particular episode of Tales. And I think the name of the song that they were doing is called Cream. You know, dollar, dollar bill, y'all. So, okay. So he's, shout Tobias Trevelyan out, man. Just shout you out. You know, phenomenal actor. I'm going to have my shit together and I'm going to have all of the bullet points. We're going to promote and show you what you did. But thank you guys because, you know, that was a huge help in my life at that time. And Minister Louis Farrakhan was represented there as well. Sutan was represented there as well. And there is more that I can't call their name right now because I don't have it written down, but thank you all for being a part of this healing journey of mine. Now, before I speak on Dati Chon that I told you guys, I'm going to share his music with you guys. Before I speak on him and let you guys hear that music, is there any chatters or anybody that wants to say anything that's on the line?
Let's see. Nobody is on the line, but people on Facebook, Cindy Underwood and Stelita Marie, both of them said pretty much, hey, girl, I'm loving this. They said they're loving this.
Good, good. All my girls, man, y'all come on, talk to me. Any questions y'all want to ask, it's me in the raw. I'm back, y'all. It's me in the rough. It's me in the raw. Thank you guys again for being here for me. And, yeah, y'all got any questions? You know, I'm still doing this music thing now. Don't get it twisted. I got some things that I want to announce for you guys coming up. But what do we have from Dati Chon? Do we have his play a song? Let's play a song.
You got it. Here we go.
In the morning, walking down on my train, crossing down the road on a plane, reporting for a journey man. Oh, journey man, we done said good morning, bring you from, he called me. After you looked up, said you were, I couldn't say the same to him. Did I get a time thinking where I don't want to be? Such a nice closing, they must be very expensive. What's the day of pride? Not even got a time, I'm sorry. The soulful madman said, if I had this money, I would rather go shopping, buying thousands of papers. Take it warmly and share the rest with all these people. Can you see these people around? Around the fire night, it's life or form from commitment. What a night to find out that you couldn't say.
So precious, nice words of wisdom still resonating in me. They should do the same to all of us. What does make me a crazy, mad, insane, or just normal person? I often wonder who should be considered as mentally disturbed. Culture often shapes how we experience and respond to madness. Question remains how culture defines normality and abnormality. We all living in a different world. Craziness is definitely a cultural symbol. I and I are not that different. Just living in a boat of madness. We all living in a different world. We all living in a different world. word.
Yeah, that was Dati Chon. Y'all see what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. And his native tongue is French and Wolof. And, you know, so barely speaks a little English, but we was able to, you know, really jam out and, you know, have a good time. Again, he's a phenomenal artist. We're going to I want to bring him on here, but we're going to have to get a translator, you know, and okay. And yeah. And so I can bring him on and we can, you know, talk and get to know him more. Do we have that? Like this little video when I first got there and I was in the studio. So we wasn't recording. I had just on this video, and there's going to be a couple of off notes. So for all you singers that's like, she didn't harmonize right. I don't hear that shit. Anyway, I had just gotten to the studio and we had just met and he pulled out his guitar and again, don't speak a lick of English really. And he was just like, let's do it. I was like, okay, you know, that's what it is. So anyway, there's like this little snippet, just a little video. You don't even have to play the whole video, but this is my first encounter with Dati Chon. Looks like we have a caller on the line. We didn't get your name. Caller, are you there? You're on the air, baby.
Hey.
Hello.
I'm here.
Oh. Who's Kylie?
It's Delita.
Hey, Delita. We were just talking about you.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So good to see you back on the scene.
Thank you.
That's great.
So I appreciate it.
I can call in and just tell you how wonderful you look, by the way. That gold is really popping. Yeah,
hey, I'm trying
to gold is definitely.
Hey, this one is about to be.
Yeah.
Now on,
the
baby.
Gold is definitely. Yep, that's a good symbol right there.
Yes.
That's a good symbol. Oh,
thank
yeah.
you.
But I'm enjoying the show, enjoying everything. Everything about it, I'm enjoying it.
Good. I'm glad. You know, it's just me. I didn't know if I could entertain y'all without a guest, but, you know, it's my coming back. I'm back, you know?
Yeah, I'm entertained. You have a calmness about yourself, which is great. You know, even though you've gone through what you've gone through, you got up, like you said, you came in that place. You have a calmness about yourself.
Thank you.
Because there's nothing we can do but accept change.
Mm.
Because, you know, we're not in control. But we try to be in control. We try to stay in it, hold on to it, fight it, argue with it, you know. but all you end up doing is holding yourself hostage.
Yeah.
So you got up off the floor and you put that gold on and you back on the scene. Okay, all right then. God, I'm gonna stop fighting. Shoot.
This is what it's gonna be.
No, I ain't fighting no more. I ain't fighting no more. Yeah, yeah, that's what you gotta do. That's what you gotta, and more changes will happen.
Yes.
You know, we just have to be ready for them.
Yeah.
They're gonna hurt. They're gonna, you know, we'll be angry, hurt, you know, cry some, whatever. We just gotta get past it and let life do what life do. And just keep on moving.
Yeah.
But the smile looks good, girl.
Oh, thank you.
It looks really good. Yeah.
It's genuine.
Beautiful. I know it is. That I know. I know. I mean, you know, I watch you for a couple of days and I'm like, whoa. Wow. Yeah. I feel like I took some Sudafed or something. Like, yes. No, I'm so happy to see you back at it again.
Thank you. Thank you so
beautiful.
Much.
Beautiful. And I'm loving the conversation, loving the videos. Oh, my God. Love Free.
Hmm.
That's a good song. All your songs are good, but I really like that. I feel like, you know, it's like you want to just close your eyes and just feel like you're flying, you know.
Whee!
Yep, on a big swing.
Yeah.
On a big old swing. Yep. But I just wanted to come on and just say congratulations to you. You know, you got to pat yourself on the back sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, and just life is going to be good. I see it. I feel it. It's going to be good.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I needed that. Needed to hear it, you know.
Well, good. Well, continue on your show. I'm going to continue watching.
No. Okay. All right. Talk to you soon. See you soon.
Love you, girl.
I love you, too.
Alrighty.
Thank you for calling.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. And, you know, I didn't even get a chance to talk about the song Free. So the video that, the video that I played with, you know, all of the things that I was doing over the last couple of months, the song that was playing in the background is my new single, one of my new singles called Free, produced by Sean Penn from The Untouchables and out of Atlanta, originally from Florida. And, he's August Alsina's producer, and a whole host of other R&B artists. I just say August Alsina because I know everybody knows him, but he's also a very dear friend of mine and a producer. He produced six of the, how many songs do I have? I don't know, honey. Probably eight. When I was with my team, my main, my business consultant used to say, Amira, you can't have 8 or 9 songs and still call it an EP. Okay. Let's be sensible here. And Amira, it's an LP. So off of the LP that I'm releasing as singles, what made that decision? I made that decision because, you know, I wanted to just like throw out this album, but since you guys are so damn hard-headed and y'all don't go stream nothing and y'all don't go listen to nothing, I know that if I had just put out a whole album, you guys wasn't going to hear all the music. So I've been putting them out as singles. And I put out Free and Higher, which you will hear later on in the show. I put those out as a maxi single, which Sean Penn taught me that phrase. That's when you put out more than one single at the same time. So that's what I did. And so check it out, stream it, stream it, download it, now stream, 1, 2, 3, now stream it, now stream it, download it, and stream, come on, work with me, y'all, now stream it, download it, and stream. Okay, now that we all got that in our systems, make sure you stream Free. That's what you heard today on the podcast, on the broadcast. Free. I enjoyed working with Sean on those records. And that one, he just grabbed from my soul. Like, I especially like the line that says, like all the rules never apply to me. If it's up to me, I would love to be out. Living free. living loud, living proud, living free, free to be me, free to be me, free to be me, free to be me, living free. Yes, that is such my theme song. It is, you know, a lot of people don't like people to be free. You know, they try to take our freedom all the time. I mean, everything is built and designed to enslave us in some kind of way. Credit cards. Shit. Water. Look, water. You got to buy water. Like, come on, clean water. Like, if you can just drink this shit. But then even what you drinking and taking a bath with, you got to pay for that too. They just, I just want to be free. Like, no, and some people don't even want you to be free. They really don't. Some of your closest friends and family don't want you to be free. It pisses them off when they see you are living freedom. They think you're doing something wrong. Oh, that's that devil. You serving the devil. No, I'm serving my God-given right to be free. Get free. Be who you're supposed to be. That's what Lauryn Hill said. Okay, so what's next? What's next? What do we have? Okay. Continue the conversation about mental health issues. See, this is right about the time when my doctor friend was going to call in, Crystal Colon, because she does psych right now. And she was going to help me out with this portion. But let me just say this, and I don't claim to be an expert in any stretch of the imagination. However, I know I feel like I got good advice, and a lot of my friends come to me for advice. So I'm going to just say that I have experience in having emotional ups and downs and having to go inside self and heal from the inside out. That's what I'm going to say. And I'm going to say that it's okay to do that, but it's also okay to go seek help. Seek outside yourself when you have to. When you can't hear that voice inside of you that's calling you and nagging at you and pulling on you. When you think that that anxiety and that pressure on your chest and your heart and that frustration, when you think that your life has turned against you and you can't, you know, find any solace in self, seek help. It's okay, you know, as a community of people, as a community of lovers, as a community of entertainers, as a community of the people, it's okay to seek help. Can I see myself? Me and Tony, we do this dance back and forth. You know, he know I like seeing myself. So he always want to put something in my view. Anyway, So, it is okay to seek health advice, to seek help. Go talk to somebody, be it a counselor, a psychologist, a psychiatrist, a preacher, a teacher, your brother, your sister, your mother, your father. Talk to someone. Now, the key is finding someone that's going to listen. Mm-hmm. Finding someone that's going to listen. You could even pay somebody and they ain't really listening. So find someone to listen to you and listen to your heart. You know, it's really important for you listeners out there that want to be there for your friends and your family and your children when they're going through something. Listen to that person's heart. Listen for their heart, because that's where the emotions and the feelings are coming from. People try to discount emotions and feelings. You know, often they say, you and your feelings. Often, men, I'm not here to bash y'all, but often y'all say, women, we too emotional. Think about that. That means that most of the time, we are operating from our heart. Why? Because that is our guidance center. You know, when you're somewhere and something just don't feel right, that's coming from your heart. That's coming from your soul, which is connected to God. And when you react and feel
and move from the information that you receive from your heart, then that's everything. Because it'll tell you, don't turn left. When you wanted to make a left turn, it'll tell you, don't turn left. It's going to avoid that accident right there. It's going to avoid that slippy road right there. It's going to avoid that pothole right there when you listen to your heart. So why is it okay to listen to your heart when it saves you from harm, but it's not okay to listen to your heart when you're feeling some kind of way, when you're feeling upset or hurt or mad? Being in your emotions is one of the best places to be because it lets you know how you really feel about things. In addition to that, what's really going on with that thing? Because the connection to your heart is your soul. And your soul is directly connected to God. So why wouldn't that be your guidance center? So if you're listening to someone that's telling you about their heart, listen to their heart. Especially since the fact that women mostly die of heart disease. What does that tell you? We're taking so much freaking heartbreak on all the cords. I mean, not just from a man or not just from another woman. Shit, from our own children. We get our heart broke all the time, all day, every day. You know, because that's where we live. Most of us live within our heart. We breathe from our heart. We feel from our heart. We taste from our heart. We walk from our heart. We wake up from our heart. Everything we do is from our heart. So why wouldn't that be not only a very important, you know, organ for us to live, but why wouldn't that be a guidance center for us? Why wouldn't we go into our heart to figure things out, how we feel about something? Believe me, that's giving us the most accurate information that we can, you know, that we can possibly have. I'm not saying that the brain, you know, it's always the argument between the heart and brain. Blah, blah, blah. I get it. You know, the brain is there to protect you. The brain is there to tell you, nope, don't jump. Don't leap. But it takes heart to leap anyway. And the only way to fulfill your dreams and your goals is to jump. That's all I got to say about that. What do we got next? Did we get the pictures? A few of them? Okay. All right. So I want to play my other song. So I don't have any music videos for these songs yet. The next song that I have put out was Higher. I really love this song too. So I'm actually going to be looking to shoot a video for some of these songs. But I want to play it for you guys right quick. And then when I come back, we'll talk about some of the things that I have coming up and that I'm putting together. And some of the things that I might even want you guys to participate in. All right? All right. Without further ado, let's play the song Higher, produced by Sean Penn. Get it.
Let's go higher. Take me higher. me on fire. I wanna go higher.
Shout out to Sean Penn again. You like it? Yes. Take me higher. Take me higher. Take me higher. Take me higher. Wanna go high. Let's go higher. Let's go higher. Let's go higher. My favorite part. I want the smoke. Hey. I want the spark and the flame. Want you to... Want you to light, ignite me, boy, because you excite me. Since we met, ain't been the same. Hey, where do we go from here? All right. Yeah, that's higher. I like my music, y'all. I don't give a... I like my music. I like every single song I got out now. So in case you want to know, yes, I like them. I like everyone. I like the mixes on them. I like the tracks. I like the dynamics. Producers, don't ask me, what do you really like that producer? Don't ask me that, because every producer I work with and have worked with, I liked. Because if I didn't like them, I wouldn't have worked with them. And I have worked with some phenomenal producers that are doing big things in the industry right now. Most of them are platinum plaque, at the very least, producers, if not Grammy Award winners. So, yes, my music is the best. So, all right. What do we have now? Okay, so, all right. Okay, so this is what I'm going to do, you guys, because the show don't stop. You don't let one monkey stop the show, as my mama used to say. And the show must go on, as we learned in the entertainment industry, no matter what. You know, it could be a wardrobe malfunction. It could be a musician not showing up. It could be anything, but regardless, the show has to go on. So what I want to do, or what I'm going to do, is I'm trying to see what that is right there. What is that? Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought that was. No. Thought I ripped that off. Okay. Okay. See how that, you see what I'm talking about? Why is it? But it's been bothering me the whole time. Like, is that really what that is? Yeah, I can't stand. Don't y'all, let's talk about clothes for a second. Don't y'all hate the strings that they put in clothes to hang with? No, because you don't use them. Do y'all use them? Do y'all use them to hang up y'all clothes? I don't. I always rip these suckers out. Because moments like this. Okay, so what I'm doing is producing... Three shows. Did I put the name of the shows up there on that? No. Okay. So I'm going to have to pause you guys on IG for a second while I look for something, really quick. Okay. I put this under manifestations. Yes. Okay. So I'm creating and producing three live shows, and the first one I'm producing is called Amira the Songstress and Friends. Yes. What that show will be about is I want to come and perform for you my music, specifically the new music that I put out, and I'll throw some oldies and goodies in there. You know, if you've been following me for a while, I know there are certain songs that you're going to want to hear, like No Regrets. So I'm going to definitely sprinkle some of those in there. But this show will be about all of my new music that I've been recording and since the end of 2019. Started like October of 2019 recording this group, this body of music, and probably we'll have some more by the time the show comes. But I want to grab a lot of my talented friends. Some of them you've seen on the show, and some of them from around the world. And I want to grab them, and I want us to put on a concert for you all of all original music. Mm-hmm. Now, because we know y'all attention spans is not that good, we may throw in a cover in our set, but mainly it'll be about our music. And for those of you that appreciate us and our music and our hard work as independent artists, I want to continue to create a platform for us, because a lot of times people will take advantage of us because we simply don't know any better. So, see, I know we think that, oh, you get signed to a major, they're going to just rip you off. I mean, that's true, you know. I mean, everybody didn't get ripped off. I'm just saying, but it's a lot of truth to that. But don't get it twisted. There's truth to people ripping off independent artists, too. Oh, no, yeah, we're their biggest targets. Whew. Oh, you got a little money to spend on yourself? Oh, you trying to invest in yourself? Oh, you trying to better your life? Oh, you don't want to have sex, but you want to pay? Oh, we going to make you pay. Or we going to take your money and not do shit with it. We ain't going to give you the product that you asked for. We going to half-ass the product. And producers, you know who you are. We going to dig in our lowest level of the shit that we made 20 years ago that ain't shit, and we going to give you that. Why? Just because we're fuckboys. We don't give a fuck about you or your career. We just want to do what we want to do. Sorry, y'all, I'm having a moment. So it is my job and my duty to continue to create platforms for us hardworking independent artists that want to showcase our talent. And at the end of the day, sometimes we just want to sing. We just want to entertain. So the first show that I'm doing is Amira the Songstress and Friends. I will be talking about it on the show every step of the way as I book the different artists that I would love to accompany me on the stage and as I book the venues that we're going to be performing at. The first venue will definitely be in Los Angeles County, Los Angeles area, first venue, first and foremost. And then we may go to Atlanta. We may go to Detroit. We may go to some places, take it on the road a little bit. But the first show is Amira the Songstress and Friends, so I can show you guys what I've been doing and what I've been working on. So that's the first show that I'm producing and putting together. And you'll hear all about it as the weeks progress, because I'll be talking about it and I'll be sharing with you the ups and downs, even the promoters that ain't shit. I'll be telling you about those, even the venues that try to, you know, go crazy on you. I'll be telling you about those. But, you know, at the end, we will all triumph together. Okay, so that's the first show. Amira the Songstress and Friends will be doing that one. And then the second, and oh, okay. So for Amira the Songstress and Friends, it's almost September. Say October, like mid-October will be that show, like October the 15th-ish. We'll do that show. We'll kick that show off in the L.A. County region, and it's going to be a extravaganza, darling. It's going to be wonderful, darling. We'll see. I love producing. I love putting things together and making it happen, especially productions back at it. I haven't produced anything in a while because it's been, you know, pandemic and the show and then the, you know, the crisis. What do we call that that I went through 2.5 months? Can we name it something? Do we call it a crisis? Do we call it a downfall? Do we call it a get down and get it back up? What did I do? What happened? A universal lesson. Let's call it that. Let's call it my oh, God. Why? Where's the stylus when you need one? Yeah, the universal lesson that I went through and still going through, because it ain't over. Come on now. It ain't over. So we, you know, we are going to do that one. And let's say about October the 15th, that's our time frame. Let's say that's when that show is going to take place. But as I work on it, I will share with you guys openly what I'm going, you know, what's happening with the show, and you guys will get updates on sponsors and sponsor packages and all the different things that we're going to do to add on to the show and the different artists that we're going to bring to the table. And hopefully it is some of your favorite artists, your favorite independent artists, your favorite independent artists. Hopefully it's your favorite independent artist that you want to come out and support. Okay. And a lot of veterans. I want independent artists that are, you know, vets in the game. You know, people that's been around for a minute and you know them and you love them and they local. And you wonder, like, why they ain't got their big break? Yeah. A lot of those people I want to bring to the table as well. So it's going to be good, baby. It's going to be good. It's not going to just be R&B, hip-hop too. Whatever you do. You know, I don't, you know me, I love music. I love music, any kind of music, long as it's swinging, all the joy that it's bringing. Yes, okay. Second show. Oh, you're going to like this one, Tony. Like the second show is called 2020 Vision Live. Yes. Live. So you know, guys, how there's like not one theme on this show. We interview singers, producers, promoters, authors, actors, comedians, and we even show TikTok videos. Yes. So we're going to do that live. It's going to be a variety show, and who doesn't love a good variety show? And we're going to be bringing some of the influencers from some of your favorite influencers from social media, specifically the TikTok video creators. And we're going to have them do what they do live in front of you as they create some of the best content for TikTok viewing on stage live, as well as we'll have actors, we'll have models, we'll have fashion designers. It's going to be 2020 Vision Live, baby. So, you know, that one will be at the very end of the year. We'll do that one, let's do that one for New Year's Eve. Let that be a New Year's Eve. 2020 Vision Live, New Year's Eve. That's good. I like that one. I like that one. Okay. And in the third show that I'm producing called Glamour. Oh, my God. This one is going to be it's going to be an extravaganza. And this one, I want to do this one at the end of February, maybe my birthday time. Like, my birthday is February 23rd. Shameless plug. Pisces, baby, February 23rd. Okay, so maybe birthday time or early March, so springtime, because it's going to be featuring fashion designers, models for the fashion, to model the fashion, as well as some of the best makeup artists in the California region. Yes. Or no, the Southern California, Southern California region, right? Some of the best makeup artists, some of the best fashion designers. Yes, I will be up and down Melrose, baby, grabbing some of my favorite designers and asking them to participate in this extravaganza called Glamour. So there will be fashion, there will be models, there will be makeup, some of the makeup artists beating those faces, honey. Yes. And wigs, definitely wigs. I have some special people in mind that can showcase their wigs. And, you know, I want some of the most phenomenal wig stylists to be on deck for this one. So we're going to be showcasing some of the best wigs. Shout out to Glamorous Wigs on Melrose. Shout you out, baby girl. But some of the best wigs and some of the best stylists for those wigs. So that's going to be dope. As well as art, you know, some of our artists that can draw and paint while everything is going on, but it's still a phenomenal piece and phenomenal work. So we'll be showcasing that as well. And last but not least, music. We're definitely going to have music. We can't have Glamour without music. But, you know, Glamour has just become it's always been near and dear to my heart. Glamour has always been near and dear to my heart. And so just doing this this entertainment thing very seriously, Glamour goes with it hand in hand. You really can't have it. Matter of fact, I think it's almost the more glamorous you are these days, the more popular you are. I mean, like, okay, she can sing, she can act, but how she look, right? So Glamour is like really high up there, and it's really near and dear to my heart. I love Glamour. I love it. I love it. I'm not going to even hold y'all. I'm not going to act like hair don't, you know, I don't be trying to get hair from India. I ain't going to act like, you know, I ain't going to act like I don't be trying to get the gold from Africa, honey. I'm not going to act like I don't be trying to find the best makeup artist in the land. I'm not going to act like I don't love this Glamour thing, and I do. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. You got a problem with it, take it up with me. We're going to do Glamour, which will be, again, featuring fashion, models, makeup, makeup artists, music, wigs, and art. And I want to do that one right around my birthday time, end of February, at the latest, the beginning of March, so right into springtime. And we roll out the fashion, we roll out the makeup, we roll out the wigs, we roll out the art, and we got to stamp it with some music. And, you know, all types of music. I want to focus with this music, though, I'll be very honest. I want to focus on dance music, something that we can celebrate, like jovial type of music. And that could be EDM, that can be hip-hop, that can be reggae, that can be Afrobeat, that can be house music, that can be salsa. You know what I mean? So though that's the type of music I'm looking to feature for this. Those are the type of artists I'm looking for. So this is my call to action for you guys. If you are an artist, if you are a producer, if you are a stage manager, if you are a fashion designer, a makeup artist, if you sell wigs, if you have a boutique, if you are an actor, if you are a dancer, if you are a musician, if you are an independent artist, if you are an entrepreneur, anywhere in the entertainment and fashion and glamour industry, or let's just say if you're an artiste and you would like to participate in one or more of these productions that I'm going to, one or more of these extravaganzas that I'm going to put on, please get in touch. You can get me at 646-378-0355 on Sundays when I'm on here live. But realistically, you can find me anywhere at Amira the Songstress. You can even email me at AmiraTheSongstress @gmail.com. You can go in my inbox on Instagram at Amira the Songstress, or you can go on my Facebook at Amira the Songstress, and you can sorry, my video ended, you guys. You can you can get me pretty much, you can find me anywhere at Amira the Songstress. Let me start this live one more time because I know a lot of people missed what I was saying on IG Live. Okay, so let me say it one more time for the people that missed me on IG Live. For those of you that like to watch me on IG, you can, if you're an artist, if you are a entertainer, fashion designer, makeup artist, hairstylist, wig stylist specifically, if you are a musician, if you are a producer, if you are a stage manager, if you are a dancer, any of those things, anybody in the entertainment, an actor, a model, anybody in that vein, if you want to participate in one of three of these shows that I'm going to be producing, please hit me up. You can find me anywhere at Amira the Songstress. You can Google me at Amira the Songstress, and that's probably a quicker way to just, you know, find where to connect with me at, be it Facebook at Amira the Songstress, be it Instagram at Amira the Songstress, even YouTube, you know, wherever you want to look me up and drop me a line. I'm paying attention to everything. And let me know that you want to participate in one of these productions. The first production is going to be Amira the Songstress and Friends. And we're doing that one, what we say, mid-October, October 15-ish. The second one will be 2020 Vision Live, where all of the guests and the wonderful guests that you've seen on this show, to include some of the TikTok video influencers or creators, we will put this 2020 Vision on live. So you can come and, you know, be in the recording, listening, the listening audience, the viewing audience, and be a part of the recording as we do this show for you live. And you get to see all of the wonderful performers and the actors and the comedians that you've seen, and even the TikTok influencers. And we're going to do that for New Year's Eve. So we're going to party. I don't think I want this to be a sit-down thing. This is going to be like, you know, a concert, 2020 Vision live concert type of thing, where you're going to get to see some of the fashion designers, the models, as well as the actors and the comedians and the artists that's been on 2020 Vision. We're going to do it live. And we're going to do that for New Year's Eve. And then the third show is going to be called Glamour, and it's going to feature fashion designers, models, wig entrepreneurs that own that does the wigs, that has the glamour wigs, and we're going to who else? What do we say? Art and makeup artists. There we go, makeup artists. You know, some of the most phenomenal beats. Everyone that knows how to beat the heck out of a face, we're gonna feature your faces. So it's you know, that we want to do in next year, birthday time, around end of February, maybe my birthday, maybe the beginning of March. But those are the three shows that I'm working on producing, and those are the things that I want to do with my time now that I'm back and I'm alive and I'm moving on with my life. Those are the things that I would like to do with my time. And so those three shows I will be working very hard on, tirelessly putting these things together. I will be sharing everything with you guys on a 2020 Vision as we go. It's going to be an extravaganza, and I will be reaching out to some of you all. You all know who you are, who I'm going to reach out to. I will be on Melrose talking to some of the best designers in Cali. I will be just reaching out to everyone that I love and know and care about and think that you are a phenomenal talent. So don't look at me strange when I call you and ask you, hey, look, I mean, I'm putting on this production and I want you to be a part of it. So that's what I will be doing. And I want to thank you. And I want to tell you that the message, no matter what, even if it comes with a little bitterness and a little pepper sometimes and a little salt sometimes, the message is always love, life, and light. I got through it. I'm not dead. I'm still alive. I bounced back up like I normally do, you know, but I came back up. And she won't die, at least not right now. I'm still here, you guys, and I'm still pushing forward, and I can't wait to bring some of the most phenomenal guests coming up on the show. I know we have Howard Hewitt coming up. We have Stan Shepherd coming up. There's talks about Lisa Nichols, but that's not confirmed yet, but y'all know that's my girl. we have Ron Hamilton. He's a DJ out of Detroit coming up. Oh my God. We have a lot of good people coming up for you for the second half of this year on the show. So stay tuned. 2020 Vision is back. We are live and live in color. And, you know, I don't know. We won't die. We multiply. We getting high. Ready or not, here we come. Keys to the kingdom. We want it all. And remember, stay focused.
No regret.
Let me fix my crown, baby. Like domino, yeah, it's going down. My feet off the ground, elevated. You feel my soul when you hear my sound. And I don't know why you like a red light that don't ever change. And you should know why I'm merging to the other lane. I'm getting close, I'm up next. No regrets, making hits is a replay. I'm getting close, don't take a second, second guess. Grab it high so you know. kiss is a reflex. I'm getting blown. Six seconds, back gas, riding high, so you know I'm glad. No regret, no regret, no regret.
Oh, I'm so happy, baby. Yeah, I'm turned on and tuned into that frequency. Bring love and life and healing in my energy. Hear a major difference in these minor melodies. And I don't know why you're familiar faces in strange places. They don't ever change. You should know why I'm merged into the other lane. I'm getting close, I'm up next, no regrets, making hits is a reflex.
Oh yeah,
I'm getting close, don't take a second, second guess, riding high so you know I'm blessed.
Oh yeah,
I'm getting close, I'm up next, no regrets, making hits is a reflex. I came with the keys to the industry. I came with the keys to the industry. I came with the keys to the industry.
Oh yeah.
I'm built for this. Came with the keys to the industry. I came with the keys to the industry. I came with the keys to the industry.
Oh yeah.
I'm getting close. I'm up next. No regrets. Making hits is a reflex.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting close. Don't take a second, second guess. Ride high, you know I'm blessed.
Oh, yeah.